Hey, Solo on Sports, here at it again, y'all. Monday. Today's almost finally over. Today's March 12th. I hope everybody's Monday went well. I know Mondays can be tough sometimes, but hey, we got to get through it one day at a time, baby. Today, let's talk about those Miami Dolphins down there, man. They got a little drama going on. They're saying they're getting rid of all these guys. It started with Jahi Jahi. The guy they traded to the Eagles. They're saying they're getting rid of these guys because their attitude issues with some of the players on the roster. Seems like it's more than just that because they got rid of Jahi Jahi last year. And now they franchise tag Jarvis Landry, which they probably had no intention on keeping him because franchise tag means you're going to pay him $15 million a year. And Jarvis Landry is a good player, but he ain't worth no $15 million a year. He's a possession receiver, and possession receivers don't get paid that much money. So, why they franchise tag him in the first place, I guess, so they can get some draft picks in return. They traded him to Cleveland, but all they got was low draft picks in return. So, they really, I think Cleveland got the best of that deal. They only gave up like a fourth and fifth round picks for that. So, and it comes down today, they're going to get rid of Ndamukong Suh. I think I said it right. Ndamukong Suh? Yeah. He's probably one of the best defensive linemen in the league, man. He's a monster. I know sometimes he plays a little bit dirty, but hey, man, NFL, you got to have some type of attitude to make it in that league. I mean, he was due to make big money this year. His cap number for the Dolphins was going to be $27 million. So I'm pretty sure they were thinking, we can't afford to keep that guy, man. Well, why don't you just ask him to take a pay cut? Well, let me guess, he has an attitude also. I don't think that's what it is. Also, they're Ryan Tannehill, they're often injured, underachieving big time money quarterback. He's coming back off of ACL tear, and I don't really think he's the answer at quarterback. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they went out and drafted a quarterback in the first round because they need somebody. Tannehill, he was I believe he was a wide receiver at A&M. They switched from there. He played quarterback maybe 1 year, and they switched from there to quarterback. He's not the answer there either, man. Mike Pouncey, that good center they have, they're talking about getting rid of him. The rumor is they're gonna release him also. This is all just to save money, man. This ain't no guys with bad attitudes. I mean, just 2 years ago, the Dolphins were 10-6. I mean, they made the playoffs. This year they dropped down to 6-10. So now all of a sudden now everyone's got a bad attitude. I don't think that's what it is. I think they're just trying to cut money. I tell you what, man, every time we look up New England Patriots, their division is weak. It's weaker and weaker every year, man. And the Patriots don't even have to make big changes. They can just sit there and watch the other teams explode because that's exactly what's doing, man. I mean, Ndamukong Suh, they get rid of him. I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Patriots don't go get him on a 1 year deal. He'll go down there and beat Miami twice this year with that guy that they got from their old team. So, the Patriots just don't have no competition in that division. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. I mean, the Jets are rumored to try to get Kirk Cousins in free agency. And they're talking about paying him $30 million a year. Man, that dude's he's a decent quarterback, but he's not worth no $30 million a year. There's only a few quarterbacks in the league that'll work that. Maybe Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, those top three or four guys. You know, Kirk Cousins, just perfect timing for him. I don't think he's worth it, but it's just the market right now. Quarterbacks, teams are very quarterback hungry. Now they're going to make Kirk Cousins until they're going to pay him like he's some great quarterback. He's just mediocre. He went to playoffs once when he was with the Redskins, and of course, they lost that game. So I don't know what's going on with that, but something's going on in the water down there in Miami. I don't know if they're down there drinking that seawater down there by the ocean because the Marlins, just a few months ago, they traded away some of their best players. Well, maybe their best player, maybe the best player in the league. Sir Stanton, the monster player, outfielder for the Miami Marlins, they traded him to the New York Yankees for peanuts. That's another way to dump salary. So something's going on down there in Miami. I don't know what it is, but it's not looking good if you're fan of any of the teams out of Miami. All right, y'all. Those are just my little comments, little stats, what I think about what's going on down there in Miami. You guys feel free to call in. Give me your opinion. This Soul on Sports. I'm out of here.